This chapter, chapter 6, is rather miscellaneous in character, even for the Sutra of Golden Light. So it'll give us a good idea of the kind of material that the Sutra of Golden Light includes. Indeed, the kind of material that a late Mahayana Sutra often includes. This chapter is quite a short chapter. In the English translation, it's not much more than 4 pages long. And it opens with Sarasvati saluting the Buddha. She then makes her promise, or her promises. She promises to bestow various gifts, various blessings, on the monk who preaches the Dharma. And these are essentially 5 in number. She promises to bestow, first, eloquence, then a good memory. Thirdly, she promises to arrange the substance of his speech so that it is well spoken. And fourthly, she promises great illumination and knowledge. Finally, promises a dharani. We'll consider each of these in turn when we've gone through the whole chapter. Now, immediately after Sarasvati's promise, there comes a very curious passage indeed. Indeed, a very ethnic passage. And it's concerned with, believe it or not, popular magic. Sarasvati herself is still speaking. And she explains how the monk who preaches the Dharma should take a kind of ritual herb bath. Brahminical ideas of ritual purification are clearly reflected here. What we have in this passage, in fact, it seems to me, is an undigested lump of ethnic culture which the sutra has not been able fully to digest. Sarasvati says that a powder is to be made from more than 30 different herbs and resins. And these are to be ground into powder, when a certain ashtarism is in the ascendant, and then they are to be consecrated 100 times with a magic spell. Sarasvati then describes how she herself should be worshipped. First of all, one should make a magic circle with cow dung. Very Indian thing, this cow dung, huh? Their associations, as far as cow dung is concerned, are very different from ours. Cow dung is a very holy thing, you may say, in India, a very sacred thing. Very different associations indeed. And having made the magic circle with cow dung, one should strew it, should decorate it with flowers. And then one should place sweet juice in a gold vessel and in a silver vessel. And one should also put in the mandala, as it is virtually, 4 men clad in armour. This is all the text says, 4 men clad in armour. There may be a sort of reminiscence here, a sort of reference to the 4 great kings. And also, 4 beautifully adorned maidens bearing pots. There may here be a reference to, a reminiscence of, the offering goddesses. But the text doesn't say so. It simply says, 4 beautifully adorned maidens bearing pots. Various other directions are also given. The image of the goddess, the image of Sarasvati, should be decorated with umbrellas. Again, Indian associations, as far as umbrellas are concerned, are quite different from ours. Suggest royalty, supremacy, triumph, victory. Not a rainy day. Flags and banners. And then more spells are also given. And finally, the goddess promises that she will herself be present at the ritual herb bath. She promises to remove diseases, quarrels, bad dreams, and evil spirits. Now, all this may seem rather a long way from the golden light. However, Sarasvati concludes by saying that all this is for the sake of those monks and nuns, laymen and laywomen, who hold, that is to say, who preserve and perpetuate the chief sutras so that they may gain enlightenment.